Jesus says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. What else does this mean but to do good works? Confess. Confess the gospel of Christ so others hear it. Let them see your good deeds and give glory to God. Let your light shine. Let Christ shine in your deeds and in your words, so by God's grace they will hear, they will see, and they will give glory to your Father who is in heaven. By his grace, they may come to believe in Jesus. Evangelism doesn't have to be wrapped up in some fancy program. Just live the life you have been called to live. Serve God and man in your vocation, whatever that is, and simply let your light shine. Let the gospel you believe and trust radiate before others in your words and in your deeds, in whatever vocation God has called you into. I said the word simply. Simply let your light shine. But we know it ain't that easy, is it? Most of us at one point have sung that little children's song. Maybe some of you are already thinking of it. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We remember that. And though we sing it with conviction and boldness, the truth is, our gospel light catches a lot of wind. It catches a lot of wind. It grows dim. And sometimes that light goes away. Children who once boldly promised to let their light shine, they grow up. They get older. And the pressures of the world, winds of false doctrine, temptations from the evil one, sins in their flesh cause that little gospel light to begin to flicker and fade, and before long, it's a smoldering wick. Our gospel light is always on the verge of flickering and becoming a smoldering wick. Far from beacons of walking, talking, divine light, we hide it. Cover it. Our light is dimmed by sin, hidden by the flesh. If you have ever wondered then, why is it so hard to just simply let my light shine? I have two things to say. One, the Spirit of God battles the sinful flesh, and it is because of sin. It is because of sin, Christian, that our light neither shines the way we wish, nor, more importantly, in the way God commands. And the second thing I'd like to say is I hope you are concerned about that. Because that means you at least care about living the Christian life. You at least care about doing things pleasing to God. And still yet, to that I might add, care and concern by itself does not make a Christian. To the problem of sin, to the problem of gospel lights that flicker and fade, the answer is the great light. The great light who has dawned, and his name is Jesus. Christ is the one who shines to brighten and burn away the darkness in your life. Christ is the one, the only one who leads, guides, and pulls men out of the darkness of death. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. Now this is in Matthew, but we know who spoke it. Isaiah, the great prophet Isaiah. We know about Isaiah. During his ministry, the spiritual light of Israel had been snuffed out. God's people had turned to idols. Israel listened to the smooth tongue of the adulteress, who deceived her, led her into her chamber only to kill her. Israel listened to lies, deception. She chased after false gods, plunging herself into the darkness of sin and death. God then takes away his word. He closes the mouths of the prophets and sends a spiritual famine on his people who have fallen into the shadow of darkness. And yet, God is loving and gracious, and he doesn't leave his people there. Even in the midst of it all, everything Isaiah saw, he still promised them, a great light will dawn. A great light will come. For Israel, Gentiles, the entire world. And that light would be Christ, who takes away the darkness. He is the one who calls men to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In John's gospel, we hear John testify to what he had witnessed when he says, "We have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is that great light who has dawned, even if not everybody sees it. It's true, not everybody sees the light. They turn from it, and they go about their merry way. Sinners blind to sin, blind to God, blind to the source of their salvation, they look for other lights. They look for other lights to shine in their darkness. People want a light. They want a light. Only what light are you after? Beware. Be careful, Christian. Be careful of the lights you follow. People want a light that leads and guides them. They want a light that will give them personal satisfaction and fulfillment. But what light are you chasing? And I say that because of this. Paul gives you a warning. He warns you when he says this. He says, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. From 2 Corinthians. And disguise he does. He pretends to be the light. He pretends to be the light in the form of objects like money, other people, power. He shines in the darkness claiming that he can make your life better. Only come and follow him. People want a light, but what light do you follow? The everlasting light of Christ who burns away the darkness, or are you chasing another light? A light that flickers and fades and one that is sure to go away. The lights that Satan puts before you, they don't last. They are sure to fade away, and when they do, you will be left in the darkness. Groping about, looking for rescue, looking for deliverance, only to find none. You can't pick just any old light and say, this light will save me. It will not. You can't chase after any old light and say, I think this will be my God. It will not save you. The luster of money does not shine in heaven. The light that beckons you to flee your marriage will fade, and fast it will. The lights that shine so very brightly, pulling you away from faith in the light of Christ, those lights appear big and bright, but when you get close, you find it's a consuming, hungry fire, and guess what? You're on the menu. Now, I haven't been all that specific as to how Satan masquerades as light in your lives. Only we know that he does because Scripture tells us. For some, the temptation of money is too good to pass up. Others deal with sexual temptation. And then yet there are those of us who feel we're a notch above our neighbor for whatever reason we harbor in our hearts. All of this is to say, Christian, we face temptations that pull us away from the light who is Jesus. And no one is exempt from these temptations. And that includes pastors. But the light, the great light, has dawned. And there is only one light who truly does take away the darkness of sin. There is only one light who does shine through that corrupted mess that we call the world. And that light beckons us to follow him. There is one light who not only promises to save you, but friends, he has done it. He's done it. Christ does not say, if you do your part, I will do mine. Christ does not say to you, pull up your bootstraps and by your works and your morality, then I will save you from sin, maybe even death. No. Christ has done it. He has done it. The law that accuses us of our sin finds its end in Christ. And Christ, his light shines even at the cross. Even at the cross, the light of God shines as our Savior hangs there to redeem you and forgive you. Even for the ungodly, Christ pours out his blood. Even for those dead in trespasses, Christ dies for them. Only that gift is received by faith. And that moves us into a little different topic. Faith. I have said many times from this pulpit, and I will say it again, faith gets afflicted. Faith gets attacked. As Satan masquerades as an angel of light trying to pull you away from the light, only to keep you in darkness. But God's light in Christ not only shines, but he tells you words that you should treasure daily. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Your light shines, Christian. Your light shines because God's law crushes you and his gospel makes you alive. His word pierces us, yes, reminding us of our sins, driving us to contrition and faith. But faith grabs hold of Christ and therefore you shine. Faith grabs hold of Jesus, your Savior, who has forgiven you. He redeems you and he has made you a possessor of his kingdom. You shine because Christ has died to wash you of those dirty, dark sins that pollute and soil the body. In Christ, the flesh, the sinful flesh, has been crucified with Christ, the scriptures say. Meaning your sinful flesh cannot condemn you before God. And so we see it is only for the sake of, in, by, with, and through Christ. We shine brightly before our Lord and our God. And let me remind you, Christian, when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is near, that kingdom can always be found by you, because by simply finding the King, you have the kingdom. And you find the King, he is sure to promise. You find the King in his words. You find your King in his kingdom and his sacrament. God has not left you to live in darkness, nor has he hidden himself, but he has dawned brightly. He has dawned brightly and rescued you from your sin, from the darkness of death. Even at the cross, there we see the dawning of God's light in Jesus. The cross, that is, Paul says to the Corinthians, the power of God. The cross is the power of God. Let us pray that God keeps us in this light. Let us pray that he keeps us in the light of Jesus until that day he takes us to dwell in the light of his presence, which he promises to do for all eternity. Amen. And now the grace of God, which truly does surpass all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now unto life everlasting. Amen.